So, as we come to the table of the Lord today, we have in front of us a piece of broken bread and a cup of wine. Whatever symbols you have in front of you, they are what they are. But at this table, we look through these elements to what they represent. I was talking to somebody the other day. Who was really going through it, was really troubled, and only could look at themselves. And as one of my good friends would say, the person was facting and not faithing. And my words were that they should begin to change their focus and get their eyes on God and focus on Him and not the facts of their life. I have a note in my Bible that says, and I'm reading it literally, "Come on, Don, I've taken care of it." And then parenthetically, "Whatever you're fretting about." And at this table, we have, by the Lord's own initiative, a way of changing our focus and getting it off of us and on to Him. We have this bread. It's broken bread, as Christ broke the bread and gave it to His disciples and said, "This is My body, which is broken for you." What's the meaning? What's the focus? Isaiah 53:4 says, "Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." The fifth verse says, "And with His stripes we were healed." By the translation, we have a tough time crossing over to the meaning of what Isaiah was declaring. But if we go to the New Testament and we read Matthew's quote in the 8th chapter, the 17th verse, it says that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. There, you have God's word translated out of the Hebrew into the Greek. And we now begin to see the picture of Christ more clearly. It's not our griefs. It's our sicknesses. It's not our sorrows. It's the pain from our sicknesses. Whatever it may be, sickness, infirmity, disease. :817 is preceded by 8:16, wherein it says, "And he healed all that were sick." Where it says himself took, the Greek word is lambano. It means to accept with initiative. It emphasizes the volition, that is, the assertiveness of the receiver. It means to actively lay hold of, to take. And the declaration of God's word to us as we focus on Jesus is that he took all of our sicknesses, diseases, and infirmities upon himself, and by his stripes, Peter declares in the New Testament, ye were healed. We come to this table by faith. We take this bread by faith. In Isaiah 53, he opens with the best translation I've been able to come up with. Who has no doubt in our report? Take the bread with me. With a no doubt faith state of mind as to what Jesus has done for us. And at this table, we understand that he has by himself become our peace, that is our wholeness and wellness. And thereby we say by faith, with his stripes, I was healed. Take it in Jesus' name. Amening, no doubting him. The cup is the other element at this table. Wine, water, juice, whatever the contents of the cup is, we understand it is also but a symbol. To bring our focus on that, on Jesus and that which also he did for us. The wine represents the blood. The blood represents, as Jesus said, this is my blood. This is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you. The blood represents the life of the Son of God, the perfect life, holy and acceptable to God, which was given for us. Not only as payment for sin, but to cover us as in the Passover, when the angel saw the blood on the door, he passed over that house. I'll guarantee you, the occupants of that house that had the blood on the door were no better than the occupants of the house that didn't have blood on the door. What was the difference? It was the covering. We don't need to be worthy to partake at this table. We need to partake worthily. Discerning what Jesus, putting our focus on Jesus. And when we do put our focus and understand or begin to understand what he has done for us, which is revealed to us in God's word, then we do partake worthily as we lift the cup with thanksgiving. God, as we look at, as our focus is tuned in on Jesus and what he has done for us, and we lift the cup, thanking him, thanking God our Father who was in him for his grace, unmerited favor. We're not worthy to partake, but we understand that we are made worthy by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Take it in Jesus.